Right now, I'm joined by Dr. Judy Beto from Loyola University. Dr. Beto, can you tell us briefly what your study was about?
So our study was about really spending more time with patients. Cheap, easy way to actually do something. It used a technique called talking control. Talking control is just really like befriending. It's actually a known cognitive behavioral therapy. And all we did was talk to our patients a little bit more. We controlled how much we did. And we talked to 38% of our unit and found amazing changes in our patient satisfaction survey and also in comments of how much they felt they belonged more than before we did this talking control study.
Can you talk a little bit more about the results you found and why those are important?
I think it's important because most of the research that's coming out, or at least the commentary, is that patients are suffering from sensory deprivation. They go to see their doctors, and their doctors hardly know their name, not even their medical history. So the wonderful thing about it is, although we thought we knew our patients and we saw them all the time, this showed us that we actually have to sit down and have a face-to-face conversation that would actually be sharing as opposed to me giving advice.
Tell us about the CART and what this CART had to do with the study.
Well, the patients were kind of amazed by the CART. We found a food service CART and we loaded it with just general conversation things, from medication boxes to videotapes to applesauce, to things that they could talk about, bones from a dog store that would be their bones would be. And I think it showed them that we had a wide variety of things to speak about. We never asked them directly how to help them get better at what they were doing, but it always evolved, kind of like a Seinfeld episode. It turned into something that was valuable. And I think because we pulled up the CART, signaled it was a time for us to share. And they really got excited about it. We still have the CART, and we roll it around all the time.
Dr. Beto, was any part of this research surprising to you?
I think I was very surprised because my PhD is in measuring psychometric or things that are hard to measure. So I wasn't sure I could actually measure this. I knew I could measure something like a survey, but that was really attitudes. But when we saw changes in lab values that got better that we really weren't addressing, that was amazing to us. Their phosphorus and albumin got better in over 74% of the patients. So to us, it showed that they actually began to pay more attention to really their whole well-being, perhaps. And I thought that was an amazing thing.
So the patients got better because you guys are spending more time with them.
We're inferring that from a cause and effect, and we'll keep spending more time and see if things keep getting better. We know they didn't get worse. That's a good thing. And it's a cheap, easy fix.
Dr. Judy Beto, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing with us.